the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, that Scottish play, Macbeth. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Macbeth, written about 1606, somewhere in there, tells the play of a Scottish lord who, champion of good King Duncan, who actually defeats a traitor and is granted his title by the good king. And when right before he finds this out, Macbeth, who's our tragic hero, or tragic villain, depending on your point of view, encounters three weird sisters, three witches, who prophesize that he will not only get this title, he will become king. And they also prophesize about Macbeth's buddy Banquo that he will beget many kings, though he will not himself be king. Macbeth doesn't believe it, but then is named this Thane of Cawdor, as prophesized by the weird sisters, and he starts wondering, well, gosh, maybe I could be king, I guess. Writes home to his wife because the king is on his way and is going to honor Macbeth by staying at his house. Macbeth quickly gets there, and the wife says, you're going to be king. That's great. We're just going to kill the king then. That'll solve the problem. She kind of goads him into doing it. So the king arrives. They have dinner together. Everybody goes to sleep, and Macbeth and his wife sort of plot this scheme where they're going to drug the king's guards and frame them for the murder. And that's how it's going to work out. Macbeth, a little hesitant, really, but his wife sort of bullies him into it because she's drunk both on power ideas and on actual, I don't know, tree root, something crazy that she drugged the guards with that has sort of made her manic as well. Anyway, so Macbeth sees this dagger before him. It's handled towards his hand, which is a vision, and then he... finally convinces himself he's going to do it. He kills the king. He's freaked out by it. Lady Macbeth a little freaked out by it, but they get it together long enough to have the revelation occur in which Macbeth says, well, gosh, I in my madness and anger at seeing these guards, I killed them, which covers that up for the time being, so there can be no real questioning of the guards, really, on that. Meanwhile, the king's sons flee to England because they're freaked out. They think they're targets. And as such, Macbeth rises to the throne, just as prophesied. In the meantime, Macbeth has sort of grown used to the idea of power and blood, and is worried that Banquo, his buddy, is going to beget these kings, and so he's, you know, going to be king, but his progeny will not, and that's not cool. So he actually conspires to have Banquo murdered and his Banquo's son, Fleance. Macbeth hires some murderers to take care of that, and they kill Banquo, and then Macbeth sees Banquo's ghost and gets freaked out, and... He is going to go and see the weird sisters to find out what the heck's going on. He goes to see them, who are bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubbling. They talk to Hecate, and anyway, they do the prophecies that, you know, Macbeth should only fear Macduff. He should have no fear against a man born of woman, and that he should not fear until Birnam Wood do come to Dunsinane. Macbeth, feeling fairly confident as a result of all this. Macduff, okay, fine, he's a little worried about that. Slaughters his family, takes them out, so he's trying to kill Macduff, but didn't quite work out. But he's not too worried, that's fine. Because how could anyone be not born of a woman? So he's good on that. And the forest, Dunsinane, or I'm sorry, Birnam Wood is far from Dunsinane. It'll take years, no problem, he's good. However, Macduff, you know, raises the army in England with Malcolm, Duncan's son, and they... ride back to Scotland to liberate the country. Macbeth, prepared to fight, no problem. Freaked out, bloody butcher guy, though. People don't really love Macbeth, obviously, because he's a little bit of a blood guy and not really a king, really. He's sort of arrogant as a result of everything else and bloody, and there's whispers and rumors and innuendo as is common. And it turns out that Lady Macbeth has gone mad. Out, damn spot, all that. She sees the blood on her hands, even though it's not there, because she's freaked out and ultimately dies, possibly kills herself, up to the interpretation. Macbeth, and upon hearing the news, sort of nonplussed, simply because he's weary from all the blood and everything that he's seen. It's sort of a change that he's a man of action and is no longer hesitating about his actions. He just does his actions. I think that's when he decides to kill Macduff's family, in fact. But he does the speech about tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death, out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Here's the thing. Malcolm and Macduff have their guys grab some Burnham Wood and disguise themselves as they approach the castle. So Burnham Wood does come to Dunsinane. And at the castle itself, it's revealed that Macduff was ripped from his mother's womb early. C-section, obviously. And he fights Macbeth, and there's a nice little fight there. And Macduff decapitates him. And Malcolm crowned king. Everybody's pretty much dead. Blood, blood, blood. Prophecies come true. Implication that Banquo's progeny Fleance, who escaped murder, is going to have kings himself and kitten kids and all that stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Really great play. Fun play. Bloody. Really talks about it in the introduction on this book, that it feels like a sketch by a master as he just works out some anger and aggression and just whips it out, and it's gold all the way through. Lots of great quotes, obviously. Pricking my thumbs. I've done most of them, I think. Just, well, not most of them, but I've done a bunch as I've been flipping through here. There's a, let me flip through. There's got to be, We Are But Young Indeed. That's a good one. And, unless the deed go with it, from this moment, the very first things of my heart shall be the first things of my hand. Obviously, instead of pondering and thinking, Macbeth is going to be more of a man of action and just slaughter people as it is. Macbeth actually does kill the guards, and it's revealed. Everybody's sort of freaking out and everything, but there's a great line from him that says, "Oh, yet I do repent me of my fury that I did kill them." And I was imagining Macbeth somewhat sheepishly and, sort of trying to turn the story a little bit, does that in sort of a passing sort of, "Oh, yes, did I do that? Oh, right, of course, I slaughtered some people." Macbeth at the very beginning is actually known for taking the traitor and cutting him from the nave to the chops. This guy does not do anything lightly in the blood department, so... funny story, in elementary school I played Macbeth. I tossed that in for, I don't know, bonus sake, I don't know, who knows why I wanted to bring that up, but, Macbeth, the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin Hannah.